Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline. This is Oscar on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Alex, and I got a potential customer for Maryland sexual abuse.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Lakeitha Hammond. She's
What's
E-line. She's
the
on the
first
line.
name?
It's Lakeitha, LAQUEETA, Lakeitha. And the last name that is HAMMOND, Hammond.
Got it. Okay, yeah, you can pass it through.
Thank you, sir.
Of course. All right, Lakeitha, can you hear me?
Yes.
There we
Yes,
go.
from you.
Yes, hello, Lakeitha. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. So I see here that you were inquiring about the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and then let me just make sure here. So like I said, we are on a recorded line just for quality purposes. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim or not yet?
No, this
No.
is the first time.
Got it, okay. And then just to double check here, have you ever signed any physical or digital documents regarding this lawsuit?
No.
No, all right. Is this claim going to be for yourself? All right, let me see here. Now, did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yeah, it was a detention center, a
What
juvenile house.
was the name of the detention center, if you don't mind me asking?
Walter Carter, facility.
Okay, Walter Carter. In what
Facility.
Walter Carter facility? Let me see here. Well, Carter facility. Okay, and then what state is this in? Or what city?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Okay, Walter Carter. Is it, do you know, happen to know the address off the top of your head?
It was on Pratt Street.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, so is it Walter P. Carter Center?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and then the address is 701 West Pratt Street, correct? Got it, okay. Let me see here. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
No? Okay. And then do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for this as well or no?
No.
No? Okay. Let me see here. And then have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
No? Okay. Let me see here. Okay. So let me just look up Walter P. Carter Center. Walter P. Walter P. Carter Center, 701 West Pratt. Okay, the phone number that I have for that place is 410-328-2207. Does that sound about right? Okay, and then this, I know this might have been a while ago, but to the best of your knowledge, what was the date or dates of when you were abused?
It was around I was age 13 in 2004.
You were 13 at the time of the abuse?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. And you said the abuse happened in 2004? Okay, I do have to add a month and a day on here. Do you know roughly around when this was? Was this like January, February, or October, November?
Like
Okay.
October, November,
October, if you
like
want.
end of the year.
If
Yeah.
you want, I could put like October 15 of 2004, if that sounds about right.
Yes.
Okay, and then were you only abused once, or this was a few times?
It was a few times. It was harassment.
Harassment?
I was being harassed.
Got it. So if you want to, I can just put, did this only happen for like about a month, or was this reoccurring for longer than that?
It was reoccurring four times, I want to say.
Four times, and then was that
four
in
to five, four to five times.
Four
yeah.
to five times. Was this in the span of 1 month, 2 months, or?
In 1 month.
In 1 month? Okay. If you want to, then I'll put here, date of abuse is from around the middle of, so October 15, 2004 to around November 15 of 2004. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let me see. And then can you please describe the abuse that occurred?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Yes, could you please describe the abuse that occurred? If you don't want to, you don't have to get into the little details of it.
Yeah, so it was sexual, forcibly pulling down my pants, sticking his fingers in me, making me jack him off, trying to have sex, and sucking my titties and, you know, licking me and putting his finger in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. I'm very sorry to hear that. I just need to make sure that I have everything here written down just to make the case stronger. So you said forcefully pulled down pants, and they would stick their fingers inside you in your private area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. Yeah, licked breast, okay. And then is there anything else that you would like me to add here? All I have is they pulled down the pants, the fingers in the private area, licked your breast area.
Jacking off.
Jacking
making
off.
Me, yeah, jack him off.
Okay. So he made you masturbate him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Let me see. Okay. And then every, you said this happened like around four or five times. Was every single time that same instance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This happened around three to four times. Got it. Okay. And then where was this happening?
Classroom.
In the classroom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was this right before class, after class, during
mm-hmm.
a certain period?
After.
After class?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that. And then you said this happened when you were the age of 13?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, 34.
You're 34? Okay. Here. Okay. And then what was the abuser's role in the facility?
He was a counselor, a religious counselor.
He was a counselor?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Do you remember the name of your abuser?
Mm-hmm. Tony.
Tony, T-O-N-Y?
Yeah, Tony,
you know?
Washington.
Washington.
Tony Washington, yeah.
Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, like the state Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then could you please give a detailed description of the abuser's physical appearance?
Yeah. He was tall. He had a beard. He was Caucasian. Kind of heavy set. His eyes were black or brown. Glasses. Low cut fade.
Okay. Low cut fade.
Yeah.
Okay. I have tall, had a beard, Caucasian, heavy set, brown eyes, low cut fade. Did he have any tattoos or piercings that you can remember?
Mm-mm, not that I can remember.
Not that you know of? Okay. Let me see here. Did he wear glasses, no glasses, any accents when he spoke?
Mm-hmm. He had glasses for sure.
Glasses?
Mm-hmm.
Wore glasses, okay. Thank you for that. And then their role in the facility, you said he was a counselor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you said this happened around 3 to 4 times, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you said this happened within the, in the classroom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did you disclose any abuse to someone?
I did tell my sister, and, you know, that's the only person I ever told. I haven't been told other than myself and you and her. But,
and your sister? Okay.
Yeah. She
did you tell her the same details that you told me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then you said it was your sister that you told?
Yeah.
Okay. And then roughly around, when did you tell them? When did you tell your sister about this?
Mm-hmm. That last time that it was, it was pretty much by the last time the incident occurred.
In 2004?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you told your sister in 2004 around the last time that it happened, so like around November?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just put November 15 of 2004, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and then how has the abuse affected your life?
It's just weighing on me heavily. Like, I don't really have a social life in a sense. I don't really trust people. I don't go nowhere. I don't do anything. I'm scared to be in relationships. I don't enjoy sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it really messed me up.
Yeah, I'm very sorry.
I could have been somewhere. I feel, it's just a lot. It's a lot, okay. Sir.
So now you deal with, like, it's hard for you to trust people, correct? It's hard for you to like, let your walls down?
100%.
And then you're also scared to be in a relationship. You don't enjoy sexual intercourse anymore. Would you say that, like, I know sometimes people experience where, like, they're scared when someone stands behind them, or you're always looking over your shoulder.
Yep. I don't even like, I do, you know, I order my food in. I don't like being around people. I have social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with decision making, challenges with a authority figure at this point. Like, I don't trust no one. Low self-esteem.
I'm sorry.
I don't feel like, I don't feel complete at all.
I understand. Like, you just feel like there's something missing, or like something was taken.
I don't trust any facility, like, never. Like, I don't even trust church. It's kind of sad to say, but I don't trust going. I'm not mentally there in my life.
Uh-huh.
And comfortable because of this been haunting me my whole life, and just, yeah, the fact that I still feel like he may have gotten away with it, or, you know, I think I go back and forth. I don't know, I have mental issues. I just go through a lot of stuff. I think, like, it just may have happened to other females, and my mind just goes crazy, and,
Now, are you on any medication by any chance?
No, no medication.
No medication? Okay. Let me see here.
Maybe you guys can help with that too. Or
we can see what we can do. Are you dealing with any like PTSD from that?
Oh, for sure. I thought I'd seen him one day and I dropped everything and ran. It was really scary.
Oh, okay. Are you dealing with any form of anxiety?
For sure, 100%.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I'm very.
I don't know if he's still out there. You know, like it's just.
Yeah, you just never know. You're always kind of like aware to see who's around you, what's around
you. Now that I'm this old, I didn't think. You know, I haven't dealt with that. Like this has been on my heart, on my conscience. Everything my whole life, like this, I remember this, you know, like I can blatantly tell someone what happened at the age of 13, like that's incredible.
Yeah.
So that really affected me. Some people can't even remember what happened to them, or you know, anything.
It was just a very traumatizing event that kind of scarred you.
For life, yes.
Yeah, got it. Okay, well, yeah. Let me do the best here to try to help you out. Now, Lakeitha, are you currently employed?
No.
Mm-mm. No? Okay, that's okay.
Uber.
Are you Ubering?
Yeah, like the DoorDash.
Okay. That counts as being employed.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then was law enforcement ever involved?
No. That's why I still believe that he's out there because I never did.
You never like got closure from that? You never saw him get locked up or anything like that?
Right.
Got it. Okay. No, I understand. Yeah, no, I understand.
Still be next door for, you know, I don't know. It's a scary thought, honestly. Because I waited this long to even contact and even say anything about it. And, you know, it's just scary. I don't even feel safe at this point. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
if he's still in, you know, around. It's scary. It's really scary. That's, you know, I don't know. I've never had kids because it is like it really.
Got it. Okay. No, I understand. And then let me see here, Lakeitha. Do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Like, do you have any evidence that you were at the facility? But if you don't have any, it's okay. We can always contact the facility.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So you don't have any?
Mm-mm.
No, that's okay. All right, let me see here. And then can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then how do you spell your first name?
Lakeitha.
Okay. Okay. I spelled it wrong here accidentally. It's Lakeitha?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name is Hammond, spelled Hammond.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a middle initial or no?
A.
Okay. A as in apple. And then is there a suffix in your name, like junior, senior, the second, or the third, or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then can I get your date of birth, please?
12/29/90.
12/29/1990.
Mhm.
And then can I get your social, please, Lakeitha?
625-42-3627.
Okay, let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I got it correct. You said 625-42-3627.
Mhm.
Got it. Okay. And then what is your primary email?
ASHLLEYBLUE, and it's Gmail.
At gmail.com. Okay, so it's Ashley, but with two L's. And then DLUE@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your primary phone number, I'm guessing, is this one, which is 562-338-1573?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this a cell phone that we're speaking on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's my cell phone.
Okay. Let me see here. We're almost done with the questions. And then can I get your primary address now?
Mm-hmm. I'm in Paramount, which is 13801 Paramount, California. The unit apartment is...
is it Paramount Boulevard?
Mm-hmm.
Paramount Boulevard apartment...
5-309.
Okay. Dash, like the minus sign?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I have 13801 Paramount Boulevard, apartment 5-309, Paramount, California, 90723.
Yes.
And you're in LA County?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Okay. And then have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred? If not, it's okay.
I have not, but I would love to.
Got it. Okay. Let me see. And then for this final part, we do have to put an emergency contact in case we ever lose contact with you. We need someone to reach and be like, hey, what's going on? Are they okay? Who do you want to put? You could put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you.
Mm-hmm. You could put Lee, L-E-E.
Do they live with you?
No.
No? Okay. L-E-E. Last name?
A. Hall. H-A-L-L.
Lee Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. And then what is their relationship to you? Just a friend, family member?
Yeah, like a really good family friend, yeah.
Okay. A friend. That's okay. And then what's their phone number?
323-489-0293.
Okay, you said 323-489-0293?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is Lee Hall. They're a friend. Do you happen to know their email? If not, I can just put yours.
Yeah, you can put mine. I don't know the email right now.
No, that's okay. And then do you know where they live? If not, I can just put your address as well.
Not the address, just like, no. Would it,
I can just put your address.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Let me see. Let me just review everything to make sure it's correct. Got it. Okay, yeah. All the questions were filled out. Let me just read you this closing script that I have to read you, okay?
Okay.
So now, Lakita, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. Now, while we are working on your claim and they're also working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours. It might not be today. It might be Monday or Tuesday. Once your file passes our quality assurance department to transfer you to them directly and introduce you to our attorney partners, okay? Now,
thank you.
They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. Now, they may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. Now, if you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly, okay?
Okay.
And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. But honestly, it takes a while for the documents to process. They'll probably be processed by Monday, and then it's 24 to 48 hours from then. So until like Wednesday is when you should get a call from them, hopefully. And then I can also send you my personal work number. I can shoot it to you in a text. That way, if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me on there, okay?
Okay, thank you so
But
much.
yeah, no, in the meantime, just sit tight. I'll send these files over to get processed. It'll most likely be on Monday when they finalize. I can shoot you a text on Monday as well and be like, hey, the documents were processed, everything is good to go, and then you wait 1 to 2 days for a call from our partners, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay, but for now, do you have any other questions or are you okay?
Yeah, your name was Matthew?
No, my name is Oscar.
Oh, okay, Oscar. Okay,
But yeah,
thank you so much.
I'll shoot you a text with my name, my number, and then our partner's number. So if you have any questions, you can call me or text me, okay?
Okay, thank you so
All
much.
right, of course. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.